some paradala mission it out. Saw truma shanapla pima guru ukapa. A saw of truma, the felt to the top of a storage area where grain is stored. And the person went ahead and removed the grain that was on top of the storage area in order to ensure that the truma is removed and doesn't get mixed in with the rest of the grain. Rabbi Yehuda said, if the grain that was in the storage area together with the grain that was removed is at least 100 saw beside the truma, so that altogether with the truma there's 101 saw, the truma would be bottled and you'd be allowed to eat all the grain, including the grain that you removed, as long as you remove one saw and give it to the kohen. And that's the din. When truma is bottled, you have to remove the amount of the truma and give it to the kohen. So here also you'd remove one saw at random and give it to the kohen, since it's for sure one saw of truma in this grain. As Rabbi Eliezer holds, even though the truma was definitely on top of the storage area, it didn't get mixed in with the rest of the grain, and you even went ahead and removed the grain that was on top, and you're showing that you don't want that the truma should get mixed in with the rest of the grain, even so, the truma is bottled. This is Rabbi Eliezer's shita in the previous mission, as Rabbi Eliezer said in the previous mission, that if you have pressed figs of truma that got pressed into a container, that contains pressed figs. Even though the pressed figs of truma was on top, it would still be bottled with the rest of the figs, and the container would look at it as if the truma was mixed in with the rest of the figs in the container. So too, in this case, the saw of truma that fell in, even though we know where the truma was on top, and even went ahead and removed the grain that's on top, even so, the truma would be bottled. You'd be allowed to eat all the grain in this container, in this storage area, including the grain that you removed, as long as you take out one saw at random and give it to the kohen. For Rabbi Yeshua, Aimer lo tala. And Rabbi Yeshua said the truma is not bottled in this case. And since we know that the truma is on top of the storage area, it didn't get mixed in with the rest of the grain, it would not be bottled. Rabbi Yeshua said the same thing in the previous mission. Rabbi Yeshua argued with Rabbi Eliezer in the previous mission, if pressed figs of truma were on top of a container of pressed figs, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the pressed figs of truma would not be bottled, since we know it's on top. So too in this case, the saw of truma would not be bottled. Saw truma shenafla pimagura yakfiena. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, a saw of truma that fell into the top of a storage area, you have no choice but to remove the grain that's on top of the storage area to ensure that you're removing every last bit of truma. Since the truma is not bottled, it has to be removed in order to allow you to eat the rest of the grain in the storage area. If according to Rabbi Yeshua, truma that got mixed in with non-truma, the truma is not bottled, instead we have to remove the truma, why does the Chacham say that truma is bottled in 101, as we've had previously? The truma that gets mixed in with non-truma, if altogether there's 101, if there's 100 times of non-truma connected to the truma would be bottled. Why did the Chacham say that? Since according to Rabbi Yeshua, the truma is not bottled. You have to remove the truma. So the Mishnah answers, in Einu Yadua in Blulu's Hain, O La'ayin Nafla. When did the Chacham say that truma is bottled in 101? That's if we don't know if the truma got mixed in, or we don't know where the truma fell in the first place. If the truma fell to the top of the storage area, but we think it might have got mixed in afterwards, or if we don't know if the truma fell to the top or to the middle or to the bottom, we don't know where it fell in the first place. It might have got mixed in right into the middle of the grain. So in such a case, it's impossible to remove the truma. That's the case according to Rabbi Yeshua, where the truma is bottled in 101. Sechet truma is paradala mishnah yivesh day kupot. Somebody who has two boxes that contains grain, and in each box there's 50 saw of grain. Or he has two storage areas, and each storage area there's 50 saw of grain. Shenafla saw truma l'tach achas mehen. V'en yadua l'ezu mehen nafla. A saw truma fell into one of the boxes, or into one of the storage areas. And you don't know into which box or into which storage area it fell. Now, if you combine the two boxes or the two storage areas, then the truma would be bottled in 101. But each box or each storage area alone only has 50 saw. So if the truma fell into only one box, and we know which box it fell into, it would not be bottled. But in this case, the Mishnah teaches us, malo zuezu. The two boxes or the two storage areas could be combined to be mavatal the truma. Even though each box or each storage area alone has only 50 saw, and truma is not bottled in 50, it's only bottled in 100, what the mission teaches us. We can combine the two boxes or the two storage areas, empty mavato, the truma. Since if you combine the two boxes or the two storage areas, there's 100 sa, and that 100 sa will be mavato, the truma, because altogether there's 101, and truma is vato in 101. So the truma would be vato in this case. And since we don't know which box the truma fell into, or which storage area the truma fell into, if the truma would not be vato, both boxes of grain, or both storage areas of grain, would be usur. So since they both become usur from the truma, since we don't know which one it fell into, we can combine the two also to be mavato the truma. So therefore, in this case, the truma would be vato. You'd be allowed to eat both boxes of grain and both storage areas of grain as long as you take out one saw and give it to the coin. And that's the din. Even though truma is vato in 101, that doesn't mean you can eat all 101 saw. You first have to take out a saw at random and give it to the coin. Then you can eat the rest of the grain. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Afilu Heim B'Shtei Ayaros, Malo Suizu. Rabbi Shimon says the two boxes, that each one contains 50 saw, and the truma fell into one of them, but we don't know which one it fell. Even if those two boxes are in two different towns, you would combine the two boxes to be mavato the truma. While the Tanakama holds that two boxes have to be in the same town in order to combine to be mavato the truma. But he does admit they can be in two separate houses to be mavato the truma. And since boxes are moved from place to place, they don't have to be in the same house. They could be in two different houses. But the two storage areas have to be in the same house, because the storage area is not moved from place to place. So therefore, only the two storage areas are in the same house. Would they combine to be mavato the truma?